This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Two U.S. officials said on Tuesday a threat from Iran prompted the Secret Service to boost Donald Trump's protection before Saturday's attempt to kill him, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The officials say the assassination attempt appears unrelated to the original threat from Iran. Still, upon learning of it, the Biden administration told the Secret Service, which surged resources to protect Trump. That wasn't enough to prevent Saturday's attack. While in office, Trump ordered the killing of a top Iranian general. The National Security Council says Tehran has threatened former Trump administration officials ever since. An NSC spokeswoman says there is no known link between Saturday's shooter and any accomplices, foreign or domestic. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Donald Trump is hearing tributes from his former rivals for the Republican presidential nomination at the party's convention on Tuesday in a display of unity that contrasts with the divisions plaguing President Joe Biden's Democrats. The second night of the Republican National Convention in the city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, will feature speeches from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and former state of South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, who were both roundly defeated by Trump earlier this year in the state-by-state battle for the Republican presidential nomination. Scuffles broke out between Israeli police and ultra-Orthodox seminary students on Tuesday following an announcement state military will next week begin issuing military draft summons to ultra-Orthodox seminary students who were previously exempt from military service. The seminary students took to the streets in protest, blocking roads police could be seen trying to drag them off of. This is VOA News. Israeli airstrikes have killed more than 60 Palestinians in southern and central Gaza, including a blast that hit an Israeli-declared quote-unquote safe zone, crowded with thousands of displaced people. The day's deadliest strike came on Tuesday afternoon, hitting near a gas station outside the southern city of Khan Yunis. Officials at Khan Yunis' Nasser Hospital said 17 people were killed in that strike. Video circulating online showed people carrying bodies from a crowded street lined with market stalls. U.S. Senator Bob Menendez on Tuesday was convicted of all charges, including bribery, and the Senate Majority Leader says he needs to go. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The 70-year-old Democrat says he's disappointed but believes he'll win an appeal.
I have never violated my public oath. I have never been anything but a patriot of my country and for my country. I have never ever been a foreign agent.
U.S. Attorney Damian Williams says justice was served.
This was politics for profit. And now that a jury has convicted Bob Menendez, his years of selling his office to the highest bidder have finally come to an end.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and others in Menendez's own party calling for him to step down. His sentencing is October 29th. Julie Walker, New York.
Thai police are investigating the deaths of six foreign nationals whose bodies were found in a room in an upmarket hotel in Bangkok on Tuesday, including looking for a seventh person in connection with the incident. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
All six were of Vietnamese descent, including two Americans. Police believe they may have ingested something that killed them and that they were not the victims of robbery or assault.
Initially, from the scene inspection, there was no fight, no harm done. The property, as far as we can see, has not been ransacked. It is assumed that there was no intention toward the property and no outsiders entered, as determined from the fingerprint investigation. It is possible that it occurred from the inside, possibly a hideout, which indeed originated from the inside.
The U.S. State Department said Tuesday that it is monitoring the situation.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. Another 200 Kenyan police officers arrived in Haiti Tuesday under a UN-backed mission to try to quell rampant gang violence in the troubled Caribbean nation, where they were welcomed by senior Haitian and Kenyan police officials. Haitian sources say the new batch brings the total to 400 Kenyan boots on the ground in violence-ravaged Port-au-Prince, part of a closely watched offer to send some 1,000 police officers to help stabilize the country. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.